So we move on in the fourth grade, the Salvation Army and the food lines and all that. Talk about that time.
I don't like to harp on the fact that we were very poor, but we were. That might have, to a great extent, been the reason that I have always made positive steps to get out of that kind of situation. Because there are people my age who were born in that situation who are still there today because they did not have ambition. And that whole, I don't have a father, that's not going to stop me at all. So I, like everybody else, went down on Archer. As I recall, it was a big building on the south side of the street, maybe three blocks west of Greenwood on Archer. We stood in line and got turkeys for Thanksgiving, turkeys for Christmas, and Christmas gifts. And it was always a Salvation Army band playing the Christmas carols and religious music. For years and years, I went to Switzerland every Christmas and played in the jazz club called Mary Ann's and the other ones. But when I discovered that the Salvation Army band would play at, it's called the Autobahn, which is like the train station, I began to take my snare drum and go play with the Swiss. They didn't understand, but they welcomed me. They didn't understand why I did it. I did it because so many years the Salvation Army took care of me. The first pair of white shoes I got to be in Mr. Sims' band in Sand Spring came from Salvation Army. You know, I'm a shoe freak now because I always wore hand-me-down shoes from the Salvation Army. And I never passed one of those things without putting something in that kettle, you know.
A warm spot you'll carry till the end of your day from Salvation
Army.
Even
today. Right. Even today.
Your house burned down at one point in your life.
My house burned down when I lived on Jasper, when I was in the fourth grade. Me and Junior, Marsh Chestnut Jr. and Clifton Tipton and myself, we had gone to the movie, to the Rex Theater, and we saw the smoke. Fire engine, as I recall, didn't come this far down. People tried to put it out with buckets, but house had burned to the ground. So we moved in a rooming house on Greenwood and Latimer called Speck Walker's. He had a small mom-and-pop store. We moved there in his rooming house for maybe a month or so, I guess. Because my mother was like a wanderer. I wrote this in a story. I said, when the house burned down, we became a family of gypsies, always moving. Because we moved from there, then we moved to another place, then we moved to Oklahoma Street. And then right when I was to go to Carver, which was as far as from here to your car from where I live, we moved to South Haven. And that's 13 miles away. And I had to catch the bus. And riding a school bus had a certain kind of social stigma to it. We from the country riding a bus. And I carried all that stuff with me. Even today, when I come to Tulsa, I always make sure that I come correct. Because I think I've lived beyond the expectations of a lot of people. Based on the way I grew up, and I'm supposed to be standing on the corner drinking alcohol or using drugs or that sort of thing. They expect that if you're a musician and if you're an unlearned person coming in, they put all that together. Well, how come you're not doing this? One of my classmates, I met her in San Francisco, took her out. I was on my way to Japan. I was in the military. We go out and she ordered a drink. I said, I'll take a Coke. And she said, well, you got a cigarette? I said, no, but I'll go get you some. I went to get her some cigarettes. So I opened a pack and I lit it and she said, you don't drink? I said, no. You don't smoke? I said, no. She said, it's going to be a long night. I said, no, it won't. Put the last $20 I had on the table. I said, it'll be as long as this $20 can take you. Walked away from her. I have not seen her to this day. Because I'm not going to change.
So when you come to Tulsa, your brain can kind of almost default. You remember these events in your life more than when you're living in California.
I think of everything when I come to Tulsa.
Yeah.
The way I grew up. And I don't hold any animosity towards it. I just like for people to know that you can rise above whatever station you have been assigned.
And through all of this, you had this passion for drums.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was going to bring you out of all of that along.
Right.